Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsive. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. It really is on fire. The country's on fire. The world is on fire. I can't keep up with all the news. I can't keep up with all the pedophiles in government and the pedophiles in the Democrat Party. It's truly unbelievable what's going on out there. And it's unbelievable how many people are dying from the COVID vaccine. It's unbelievable that Biden's gender-fluid employee who was in charge of the Department of Energy's nuclear waste program was a pup handler. That's right. He's a weirdo. Transgender man with high heels and a shaved head and maybe a vagina and a penis. The man's insane, and he's a pup handler. He likes to do bondage with people dressed as puppies. He's sick in the head. Or I'll say this very nicely so I don't get sued. He's allegedly appears to be maybe mentally challenged, sick in the head. Something's wrong with all the people Biden picks for government. His name is Sam Brittain, and he's charged with felony theft. Here's the story. This weirdo, this bizarre human being, this transgender weirdo, was in charge of nuclear waste for the United States of America. And he had photos online of him in weird, sadistic sexual positions as a pup handler, taking people dressed as puppies and having sex with them, and I guess whipping them in bondage. But again, I'll say allegedly, it appears. That's what it looks like this weirdo does. And all of a sudden, a person's luggage disappears from the airport, and they go back to the video cameras, and they find this guy, the head of nuclear waste for the United States of America, a man in high heels with a vagina, maybe a vagina and a penis. This is what Biden picks. This is the Democrat Party today. They're all mentally ill people, and they want to destroy this country, and they want to destroy malehood, men who want to be real men, like myself and Trump. They want to destroy us. We are the bad guys. We're evil because we actually want to have sex with women, and we know we're men, and we actually have penises, and that's a negative to them. Because, you know, it's much better to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, or just plain confused, weirdo, gender fluid. So this guy's a gender fluid pup handler, and he looks around on video camera, looks around. Do you understand? He must make $200,000 a year working for the government. Okay, got it. Okay, good music. Good choice, Chris. Chris is very creative. But he's the head of nuclear waste in the United States. You know, he makes, I don't know, $175,000 a year, let's say. He goes to the airport, comes home from a business trip, and they get him on camera looking around to see if anybody's watching, and he grabs the most expensive suitcase going around in the luggage handling section, a stolen bag valued around $2,325. And then he rips the tag off and walks out of the airport with someone else's luggage. And when the police track him down, they call him and tell him, we see you on video stealing someone's luggage. He's now scared to death. He knows he's about to be charged with a crime. He lies to them and says, no, that was my bag. That was my bag. It was never anyone else's bag but mine. It had my clothes inside it. And then he calls the police back 10 minutes later and says, you know, I grabbed the wrong bag by mistake. I brought it to my hotel. I was scared. I thought they charged me with stealing. So then at that point, I took everything inside it and I put it in the drawers of the hotel dresser, and then I took the bag home with me. I mean, all of it is a weird story from a weird guy. These are the people running our country, folks, running our country. And then we've got the gigantic scandal of this company who I mentioned yesterday, whose name I don't really know for sure how you pronounce, but I'm assuming it's Balenciaga. This Balenciaga, which is a big fashion company, and all the women in Hollywood love this company and wear their clothing, wear their boots. And Kim Kardashian's one of the spokesmen for the company, I understand. And they were doing TV ads with children in bondage scenes and with teddy bears in bondage outfits. And openly, in the middle of the ad, was a Supreme Court decision against pedophilia, is my understanding. That's what was in the ad. It's like they're not even afraid to tell you where they stand on having sex with little children. And so even in Hollywood circles, this company's in big trouble. And Kim Kardashian had to announce to the world that the whole thing makes her sick and that she's distraught over it. But she wouldn't resign as the spokesman because she must make millions of dollars a year. And it turns out the CEO of the parent company of this Balenciaga owns an auction site that sells child sex mannequins with genitalia for faces. You just heard me right. Child sex mannequins. First of all, how could there be child sex mannequins allowed to be sold in America with genitalia? That means they have vaginas and penises for faces. And what people do with these child sex mannequins, I don't even want to imagine. But what's interesting is, guess who the CEO is of this company? His name is François-Henri Pinault. He is a billionaire, and he's the husband of Salma Hayek. This is the weirdness going on in Hollywood and in celebrity circles and in the United States of America. It is bizarre. It is weird. And as this is going on, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, a whistleblower has come forward revealing, this is what the whistleblower says, our tax dollars are being used to push migrant children into the hands of pedophiles because if you give them to families, the families could wind up suing you or the children could sue you because they were raped or they were sexually abused. This is what they're claiming. But they're told by the top executives and officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that if you give them to pedophiles or porn producers, child porn producers or child traffickers, they're all illegal. They'll never sue the government. You can't get sued by a child sex trafficker or by a migrant child. So the United States government is pimping children to sexual assault males. That's what the whistleblower is claiming. And now that I'm seeing all this other news, I must tell you, I do believe all of this is true. I believe the entire government and the entire Democrat Party is littered with communists, Marxists, globalists, and weirdo sexual perverts and pedophiles. I never, you know, anyone who's a witness to my show for 7 years knows I've never discussed this topic of pedophiles and, you know, remember that Pizzagate thing? I never got anywhere near that. It sounded weird to me. I didn't know what they were talking about. The whole government and the whole Democrat Party's not pedophiles. Well, guess what? It appears it is. But no one's guessing this time. The stories are all out there. You can see what's going on with this Balenciaga and with this new story about the Department of Health and Human Services pimping out kids, pimping out migrant children. No wonder they want the border open. They get to play with and have sex with little children. You know, nobody cares about migrant children. No one gives a damn about migrant children. That must be what's going on here. Let's let them all in. We could use them as our playthings. Oh, my God. How disgusting. That's the whole Democrat Party. Then they claim they did well in the midterms. Do you believe that? Do you believe that our country voted for these people who, by the way, destroyed the economy and created massive inflation to make you go broke? Do you believe that people voted for that? Do you believe they voted for pedophilia? Do you believe they voted for transgender brainwashing in school? Do you believe they voted for people that convinced their children that all white people are evil? Do you believe that, or do you believe the elections are rigged? I know the elections are rigged. I know they're rigged. All right, let me move on to another topic, and that is the COVID vaccine. I just put out this, I'll call it a tweet, but it's a post on social media. I'm not back on Twitter yet, although I'm expecting to be back in the next few days. He said he was giving a blanket amnesty to everyone who was suspended permanently, so I'm assuming I'm back on Twitter in the next few days. But in the meantime, I'm putting out posts on all the other social media companies. I'm with Getter, Truth Social, etc., etc. And I said, I am so sad for all the Americans who were duped into taking this disastrous COVID vaccine and are now dying suddenly and dying in their sleep. I am grateful to God that I figured this out from the first day, and I go to bed each night feeling no fear. The reckoning is coming, and when it does, I feel bad for all the people who were duped by our own lying, evil government, because they will all be enraged and looking for revenge when they realize they have a ticking time bomb inside their bodies. And you can see it's happening. It's accelerating. The deaths are everywhere. Everybody is dying suddenly. 37-year-old country singer-songwriter by the name of Jake Flint, 37, dies in his sleep hours after his wedding. I'll get to that when we get back. 23-year-old paramedic, 23, dies after he had cardiac arrest while driving his ambulance, and he crashes it into traffic and dies of the heart attack and the crash. Eric the Trainer Fleischman, celebrity trainer, dead at 53 years old. These are coming in by the hour. Everybody is dying, and you know they're all vaccinated. Here's another headline. Young people report heart problems during every vaccine rollout period. And I found out just today, literally, just today, that one of my oldest and dearest friends has a son, and that son and his girlfriend live together, and the two of them are in the TV business, and they were forced vaccinated, and the two of them were both conservatives, by the way. The two of them have had terrible heart pains for a year now. I'm scared to death that this son of my best friend is going to wind up dead soon. This is what's going on in America today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Are you a conservative warrior?
A Christian patriot?
Do you love America?
It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America.
If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke.
I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Let me remind you that the sponsor of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, it is a great global investment and economic newsletter. I've been following Kip for 20 years or so, maybe even a little bit more now, hitting for year number 21. His top performing recommendations have beat the market 16 out of 19 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. I open it every morning. It's the first thing I read. He is literally the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let Kip prove to you just how good his crystal ball really is. And his crystal ball is called VRA. It's his VRA system inside his Vertical Research Advisory newsletter. And exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. He'll show you how to make money in up markets and down markets. Doesn't matter if the country's up, if the country's down, if the economy's up, if the economy's down. Kip finds ways to make lots of money. Everybody should check out his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks and get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free, too. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Just check it out for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. It's just like Mrs. Fields' cookies. She gave them away free. People couldn't resist the smell. They grabbed one off the tray walking around the mall. They ate it, and they said, oh, my God, and they went and bought it, and pretty soon she's a billionaire. You know what? Kip's giving it away free. I promise you, you'll stay for life after you've experienced 2 weeks of VRA. Go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. So when I last left off of segment one, I was telling you about all the people that that had died from the COVID vaccine in the last few days. There's another one I didn't get to. Flight attendant dies suddenly mid-air due to a heart attack. A flight attendant died from a heart attack on a trip from Bahrain to Paris the other day. Flight attendant identified as Yasser Saleh Al-Yazidi, a member of the cabin crew for Gulf Air. And it's a he. He was on board flight GF-19 from Bahrain on Tuesday morning en route to Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. And according to the Daily Mail, the attendant suffered a heart attack an hour and a half into the flight. I'm trying to see if I see the age of the flight attendant. I do not see the age, but I'm sure that he is in his 30s or 40s. They're dropping like flies in their 30s and 40s. And what do they all have in common? Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know their individual medical cases. I'm sure in 95% of the cases, I'm willing to bet you that they were all double or triple vaccinated, and this has contributed to their deaths. Maybe in 5% they're not, or in 5% they were vaccinated and they died, and one has nothing to do with the other. But in 95% of the cases, I'm willing to bet you this is all about the vaccine. All about the vaccine. And I just told you moments ago about some of the others. There's only one story I really want to read you. 37-year-old country singer-songwriter Jake Flimp, 37, a red dirt country singer-songwriter. I don't know what the hell that means, but there must be people who like a country genre known as red dirt. Hails from Oklahoma, and he died on November 26th, so this is just a couple days ago, hours after his wedding. He died in his sleep hours after exchanging vows with his bride, 37 years old, and of course died suddenly, and of course reason for death has not been released at this time. That's what they say with every single person who dies suddenly now. They will not release the cause of death. Well, I can tell you the cause of death. It's a sudden heart attack or stroke in their sleep, and it's because they were vaccinated in most of the cases, but not all. But it's such a tragedy. These are all human beings with lives. Can you imagine how screwed up and how sad and how depressed his wife is? She married him and he died in his sleep that morning. They said, "I do," and hours later she wakes up and he's dead. "I do," and he's dead. Now that's a country song. That's the best title ever for a country song. "I do," and he's dead. On Sunday, Jake's longtime manager, Brenda Klein, shared the tragic news. I just want to read you, you know, these are real human beings whose lives are being snuffed out by the vaccine. "With a broken heart and deep grief, I must announce Jake Flint has tragically passed away. I've tried several times to make a post today, but you can't comment on what you can't process." You know, you get the point. She says, "The funniest, most hilarious, hardest working, dedicated artist I've ever worked with in my career. We were about to embark on a new business together after he and Brenda got married, which was yesterday." Yes, yesterday. "Jake has a million friends, and I'm not sure how everyone will cope with this tragic loss. We need prayers. It's so surreal." And then it's important to note, I could have just said, well, I'm guessing he was vaccinated. On his Instagram account, Jake Flint announced he was fully vaccinated and is ready to make some tracks to Halifax or wherever else, Key West preferably. These are all people that believed in the government's lies and said, "Let me get vaccinated. A, it's good for me. And B, I'll be able to travel wherever I want to go travel without a problem." Well, you're right. You're traveling straight to heaven because you get this vaccine and it's all over. That's what it appears to be. Everywhere you look, it's sudden death. Matter of fact, the guest on my weekend show this weekend, this Saturday morning, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on Real America's Voice Network, America's Top 10 Countdown, will be Stu Peters, the producer of Died Suddenly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
A fired-up President Biden after the U.S. men's soccer team defeated Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup in Qatar. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. That match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Black Friday shoppers are setting a new record. The National Retail Federation says close to $200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, both in-store and online. That's up from $179 million last year. Consumer confidence in the United States is at a four-month low as inflation soars. A survey from the Conference Board shows Americans are currently less likely to buy big-ticket items, especially as housing costs rise. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Trump MSA. President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. And guess what? Medicare.gov, what a shocker, is not reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. And Trump MSA seniors can use any hospitals, any doctors of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 deposited by the government into their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st of this coming year. January 1st, 2023, get $6,000 new dollars in your bank account, courtesy of the government. When do conservatives ever get money from the government? And many say thousands no longer a need for Medicare supplements. So here's the deal. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com, and you get to go to any doctor or hospital you want. Such a deal. That's what my Yiddish grandmother would have said. Such a deal. Thank you, President Trump. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. It's Trump MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. You only have days to check it out and join because the enrollment period ends on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. December 7th is just about 1 week from today. So check it out at TrumpMSA.com. All right, my guest is here. We always have loads of fun. We do get along together, simpatico. Josh Manning is here, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, bringing you today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here, but it's amazing how liberals try and suppress free speech, and they tried to destroy me at Twitter and ban me for life, and they tried to shadow ban me at Facebook so no one sees what I'm writing, and they deplatformed Parler, so I had 100,000 fans, and they were gone. When they came back, they sucked, to be honest with you, and you know, all of a sudden, I'm about to get Twitter back again, because we got a blanket amnesty over there by Elon Musk, so he says everybody was banned, gets back on in the next few days, and just as I hear that, what happens? Apple says, hey, I think we're going to pull the plug on Twitter at the App Store. They don't believe in free speech. Yep. What say you?
No, they don't. I agree with you completely. The if you happen to be watching one of the White House press pressers, it might have been yesterday, the White House press secretary got a question from a reporter saying, are you aware of what is happening over at Twitter, and what is the White House doing about it? And Karine Jean-Pierre, or however you say her name, she said, oh, yes, we are aware of it, and we're watching it. We're keeping a close eye on it. And as you watch this, you ask yourself, well, wait, what are they keeping a close eye on? And what they're keeping a close eye on, Wayne, is free speech. That is staggering to me. And remember, this is the liberals, the leftists, they were the group that was all pro-free speech, pro-pornography, pro-sodomy. You know, government is not supposed to get involved in anything personal at all. And now, in the space of, well, in the space of no time, they have come around and said, you know what, you plebs are getting all uppity, what with your questioning elections and questioning COVID policy. And really, free speech, honestly, it's too dangerous. We've come to a point in time where free speech is too dangerous, and we really need to protect you plebs from yourselves. And it's absolutely appalling, Wayne. And they do this. Apple has the audacity to do this, to say, look, we may pull Twitter. They've got the audacity to do it, while at the same time, revolution is fomenting in China. The Chinese are finally standing up. Somebody else in the office earlier today said, hey, this feels a little bit like the 80s, man. We've got Iran being beaten. We've got a revolution in China. A couple of other things going on. We have a Jimmy Carter-style economy. But yeah,
well, the 70s, not the 80s, the 70s. Jimmy Carter was 76 through 80.
Well, yeah, but it sucked into 82 or 83 when Reagan could finally get it back under control.
That is true.
But anyway, it is, it's chilling what's going on out there, because Apple is saying, what they said is, look, we're going to turn off AirDrop in China. Now, for those of you who are not Apple people, or maybe you are, but you don't use all the bells and whistles, iPads and iPhones have this feature called AirDrop. and it lets you trade files and information back and forth with people
in
your box. You know, you sometimes when you're on a plane, if you've got it turned on, you'll get random messages from other people on planes.
Yeah, I have it. I just don't know how to use it. I have no idea what it's for. Not a clue.
If you were in China and you were ticked off over COVID, you might be learning how to use it. Because what's happened is you can walk through a crowd with an Apple phone or iPad and use AirDrop to push flyers to other people who have AirDrop turned on. It doesn't go through the internet. It's straight from phone to phone, tablet to tablet. And so the powers that be don't have any control over it. Well, guess what, Wayne? In the last week, I think it's actually in the last couple of days, Apple pushed out a fix that makes it much harder to use AirDrop in that way. And Wayne, they didn't push it out worldwide. I'll give you one guess as to the country where they pushed it out. Where do you think, Wayne?
Well, China, so that they could get China to keep producing the iPhones, right? They do it just like every other corporation. They kiss China's ass 24 hours a day.
Yeah, but it's so sickening. We were talking about it in the newsroom today. It's just so appalling because all of these liberals, all of these Democrats talk about the horrors of slavery in the 1700s, 1800s. They talk about the 1619 Project and all of this. And then they turn around and they support the largest regime on the planet that still uses slave labor. They not only support them, they not only do business with them, they not only buy their screens from them, they not only have contracts with Foxconn, they also help the government suppress the people, the slaves.
Right. Right. Well, you know, look, there's all kinds of things going on all over the world, including America, that are just too hard to believe. You know, when you, like Tulsi Gabbard was saying just yesterday, that the same American government that gives billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine without any accountability, without any idea where the money's going, is hiring 87,000 IRS agents to take the money away from you. So, I mean, you know, it's not just China and corporations that are guilty of hypocrisy and terrible things. It's our American government. Our American government is disgusting. I want to point out one thing. Because I don't know if you know this, because I'm a little bit older than you, Josh. So I've got friends now for the first time in my life that are on Medicare. I've never had friends on Medicare. I have friends who are turning 65 and 66, and they told me that Medicare just went up with a big increase, the cost of it. And I didn't even know you pay for Medicare. I thought it's free because you paid in your whole life. But no, you pay a fee and it comes out of your Social Security check. I never knew that. And the deductible went way up on Medicare. So if you go in the hospital, it used to be it pays for everything but like, you know, $200. Now it pays for everything but $1,800. So the $1,800 you're stuck with. So in my opinion, what's happened in America is the U.S. government has given all its money away to Ukraine, and the U.S. government has wasted all its money on green energy and climate change lies, and the U.S. government has opened the borders, and we're wasting all our money on illegal aliens, and then we're stealing it from senior citizens, and we're stealing it with 87,000 new IRS agents to get it from the taxpayers. That's what's going on in America today, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Wayne. If you go look at the federal budget, you can figure out how much is being given away in welfare, and we're not talking about something like Social Security, which is paid in and then paid back out. It's just a really terrible interest rate. We're talking about handouts. If you take that, and I haven't done this in 2 or 3 years, so my numbers are out of date, but if you take that number and you divide it by the number of people under the poverty line in the U.S., people, not households. If we just took that chunk of the federal budget and just wrote checks to poor people, you could write a check for $40,000 to every single person under the poverty line in the U.S. Again, I'm not talking households. I'm talking $40,000 per person. Now, how much do people in poverty actually get out of the government per year? Well, they're not getting $40,000 a person. What's happening is that money's going into the government coffers. They're using it to pay for overhead. They're using it to pay for bureaucrats. They're using it to pay for armed IRS agents. The entire thing is a giant rook. These government agencies exist just to promote themselves and just to grow. And to take from hardworking people. To take from people who have retired, who thought they were going to have some measure of security because the government told them, oh, we'll be here to take care of you, and then they get screwed over in the end. But, Wayne, I hate to say it. I've got parents who are on Medicare right now. They're older. But this is what happens when you begin depending on government.
And the government says, man, I got a great deal for you. We're going to take care of you after you turn 65. It's all great. Don't worry about things, by the way. Got some seafront property in Missouri for you to buy.
Yeah,
it's a rook. It's a trick.
You know what Reagan
people
said.
People fall for it.
You know what Reagan said? The nine worst words, right? I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah,
just a total lie. So I feel, I feel bad, but I also feel enraged at any senior citizen that voted for Democrats because your money is being stolen so that they could pay for all the illegal aliens and all the money we wasted in Ukraine and all the money we're wasting on green energy. And they're literally raping you and taking your money and using it for all these horrible reasons. And then they're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to literally rape you and destroy your life and steal everything they can from you because you are the target. You are the sucker. This is a poker game. And when you look around the table, you don't know who the sucker is. It's you. You are the sucker. The American working man and woman is the sucker. The taxpayer is the sucker. I promise you. Terrible. Music's on. Give me a sec. We're taking a quick break, and then we'll be back more with Josh Manning, the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, talking about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. When we get back, I want to dig into Arizona and the rip-off stolen election because Josh lives in Arizona, lives in the Phoenix area. He can provide some context on what's going on. My understanding is it's the biggest highway robbery since Bonnie and Clyde. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com if you want to reach me, RootForAmerica.com.
President Trump says we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Alaroot, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA, TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By the way, we've got this, one of my buddies sent me this breaking tweet from the Kari Lake War Room. We've been informed the entire Yavapai, I guess it's an Indian reservation, and it's a voting district, with one Democrat exception, expressed a belief the election had serious errors, but were told by the county attorney, deputy attorney, and county administrator they must certify today or face Class 6 felony charges. So this is where our country has come. You know the election is stolen. You know the election is rigged, or you know the election is problematic. Something's wrong, and instead of investigating it, you are told that either you certify or you are guilty of a Class 6 felony, and you're going to go to jail and risk your entire livelihood and be away from your family and maybe not be able to have a job again or a license again or a career again or a business again. This is America today. I'm going to discuss all of this a little bit more with Josh Manning from Western Journal. I want to mention the sponsor, though, of this segment of the show, GreatPatriotStore.com. If you're a conservative warrior or a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time to teach corporate America if companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from their manufacturing site, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, now we're back to Josh Manning and to discuss what has happened in Arizona. Katie Hobbs is the Secretary of State of Arizona, and now she's, I guess, officially the governor of Arizona, and she uses her position as Secretary of State to force GOP counties to certify the election results for her gubernatorial election. Somehow seems like a massive conflict of interest to me. Am I wrong, Josh?
No, I don't think.
Do we lose Josh? Where did Josh go? It wasn't me, right? It's Josh. Okay. All right, you'll get Josh back. In the meantime, I've got plenty to talk about. I mean, I said from day one, I said that if Carrie Lake loses, it is proof of a rigged and stolen election. She is, if God was going to create the perfect GOP candidate, if Hollywood in the casting room created the perfect GOP candidate, you would cast Carrie Lake. She's absolutely the perfect candidate. There's no universe in the world where Carrie Lake would lose to Katie Hobbs, but she lost. And she lost with a double-digit lead in polls heading into Election Day because they ripped her off. They stole the election. There were all kinds of irregularities. The voting machines were not working in conservative districts, and people lost their votes, and they threw them out, and they told them to go somewhere else. Or they said, well, we'll keep it safely in this box. They never handed it in. Conservative votes were lost by the thousands. She didn't lose by much. It was a total, complete scam job. Okay? Scam job. Any luck getting Josh back, by the way? All right. I hope California hasn't had the big one and Arizona's drawn into the ocean. I hope not. Because Nevada would be next, probably. But I don't know why we've lost contact with Josh. Does he not have a phone? Is it only on Skype that we can get him? Oh, there. Okay. Josh, you're back? You okay?
Wayne, I'm here. I'm here. It was one of Katie Hobbs' big tech digital assassins cut us off.
Yeah. So what do you think has happened? I mean, I am certain it was a stolen election because I think I think Carrie Lake was the best Republican candidate ever in the history of the world, and she wouldn't have lost in any real universe to Katie Hobbs, who never campaigned together with her, never debated with her, never seen next to her. The whole thing's a joke. There's no possible way without debating that Katie Hobbs would have won this election. It has to be a rigged stolen election.
I think this may go down as one of the most consequential elections in U.S. history, because the litigation is going to continue. Carrie is suing. I hope she ties them up for forever in knots over this. I hope Cochise County and others have the guts to sue the state, to sue Hobbs, and to sue the people who are threatening them over their desire to not certify the election. We've got to handle this in courts. We've got to get the courts to weigh in and say, look, if certification, the whole point of certification is that you've got people who are on the ground who take a look at what happened and say, hey, yeah, what happened worked. It's all copacetic. This worked out fine. There were no issues. We certify this. When you have someone from the government higher up come in and say, look, you're going to certify this election or else, the certification doesn't mean anything. You might as well give them a rubber stamp. This is a flagrant, massive abuse of power and authority, and the government's monopoly on force. Essentially what they're saying is, we've got one person who's saying he was threatened with arrest. He was going to be arrested if he didn't certify. That means the government was going to send a police officer who was armed, and if this guy didn't do what the government wanted him to do, they were going to use the police officer, arrest him, point a gun at him, and kill him if he resisted. That is not America.
No, and it's really very bad both in Nevada and in Arizona, and I use... we only got 20 seconds. I can't even give you the example. Next time you and I speak, I'll tell you what I think about these rigged elections in Arizona and Nevada. But we can't get a good election anymore. It's impossible. The people's vote doesn't count. And we've got to figure out a way to overturn this. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.